KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have sunny skies, clear skies, and 67 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In the news, Red Oak police report the arrest on Wednesday of Bobby Joe Bruce from Red Oak. Bruce was taken into custody a little after 12 noon following a report of a domestic disturbance that happened near Summit and Eastern Streets in Red Oak. As police were interviewing Bruce, it was determined that he'd been driving a vehicle while holding a revoked license. He was taken into custody and later released on a $300 bond. And Red Oak police say two people were injured during an accident Thursday morning. The crash occurred just before 8 a.m. at the intersection of G Avenue and Highway 34. While a 2003 Mazda 6 owned and driven by 40-year-old Dana Krause of Red Oak struck the rear of a 2013 Kia Rio driven by 52-year-old Ruth Burns of Red Oak. Burns and her passenger, Sarah Batten, were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital to be checked out. Burns had complained of neck pain following the impact. Krause was not injured. Damage from the accident amounted to $13,500. In an update to our story first posted Wednesday morning on KJAN.com's news page, authorities have charged a Council Bluffs man accused of spanking his 2-year-old so hard that she was left with several bruises. Court records say 25-year-old Ryan Rapier is charged with felony child endangerment, resulting in injury. The girl's godmother had noticed bruises on the girl's face, legs, and bottom, and she told investigators Rapier had said the girl had fallen out of her crib. Rapier told investigators he'd spanked the girl twice on Monday because she kept getting out of her crib and throwing things around the bedroom. He said he lost his temper and didn't mean to hurt the child. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early Thursday morning of 27-year-old Cody Thomas Thramer of Council Bluffs. Thramer was apprehended on a warrant for prohibited destructive acts at around 3:10 a.m. following a traffic stop. Wednesday afternoon, 20-year-old Michael Christopher Edwards of Oakland was arrested following a traffic stop for being driving while barred. And he was also given a warning for not having a front license plate. At around 6:30 a.m. Wednesday, a Pottawatomie County deputy arrested 18-year-old Mason Michael Strait of Council Bluffs following an investigation into a truck with two occupants that was stuck in a creek near Eastern Hills and State Orchard Road. Council Bluffs police was on the scene prior to the deputy's arrival and advised the two males may be intoxicated and under the age of 21. Strait was taken into custody for OWI first offense and possession or purchase of alcohol by a person under the legal age. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from central Iowa was arrested Wednesday night at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 34-year-old Daniel Charles Clausen of Indianola was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of theft in the fifth degree. Clausen was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Iowa Department of Transportation say a public information meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 27th, to discuss the replacement and right-of-way needs of the U.S. 30 bridge over Mill Creek, which is about 750 feet south of 128th Trail in Harrison County. Traffic will be detoured on-site to east of U.S. 30. All interested persons invited to attend the meeting can do so anytime between 4:30 and 6 p.m. on June 27th at the Dunlap City Hall. The meeting will be conducted on an open forum format. Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvements, but no formal presentation will be made. For general information regarding the proposed improvements or the public meeting, you can contact Scott Sewer at the District 4 office here in Atlantic at 712-243-3355 or 800-289-4368. A hospital in Omaha will be closing its doors after 40 years and opening a new emergency room six blocks away. The Omaha World Herald says Creighton University Medical Center will stop taking patients today. Opening at the same time the hospital closes will be a new emergency room six blocks to the east at Creighton University Medical Center's university campus. The decades-old hospital's Level 1 Trauma Center and role as a teaching facility for Creighton's medical school will move to a third facility, the expanded Creighton University Medical Center, Bergen Mercy. Chief Medical Officer at CUMC Bergen Mercy, Dr. Devin Fox, said Wednesday that the closure of the hospital won't leave Northeast Omaha without medical services. In our funeral announcements, Gary Bucher, age 83, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Greene County Medical Center in Jefferson. Funeral services for Gary Bucher will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Martha Ann Anastasi, age 83, of Harlan, died March 31st at Mirzhu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial mass for Martha Anastasi will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Schechinger, age 90, of Portsmouth, died June the 3rd. A mass of Christian burial for Gene Schechinger will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Marlene Potter, age 82, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A Celebration of Life Memorial Gathering for Marlene Potter will be held on Saturday at 11:30 at the United Church of Christ Fellowship Room in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gerald Jerry Herrick, age 75, of Wyota, died May 26th at CCMH. A memorial lunch for Jerry Herrick will be tomorrow at noon to 3 p.m. at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Christian J. Bloom, age 83, of Harlan, died Monday at Mirzhu Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Christian Bloom will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Fred Ocker, age 69, of Linden, died Thursday at the VA Central Healthcare System in Des Moines. Graveside services for William Ocker will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Irene Ulrich, age 96, of Atlantic, died June 3rd at CCMH. A Celebration of Life graveside service for Irene Ulrich will be on July the 1st at 2 p.m. in the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Stephen Darling, age 64, of Atlantic, died Monday. A private family memorial service for Stephen Darling will take place at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Charles R. Winchell, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Services for Charles Winchell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.